Cambridge Breakfast with Julian Clover and Lucy Malazzo.
Cambridge 105 Radio.
8:33, we are joined by Ben Nunn from Lunar Echoes. Hello.
Hello, how are you doing, guys?
Very well, thank you very much. We're looking ahead to the NMG Awards on Friday at the Apex in Bury St Edmunds. Now, you've been before.
Yes.
Where, which is, have you been to all of them?
Or just a few of them? No, we have been to three of them, I think. For reasons I won't go into, we've missed a couple of them in the past, but yeah, we've been to three of them, and they're always a fantastic event. And it's what's really good about the NMG stuff is seeing how it's grown. Because I remember the first time that we went to one, I think it was going back 2014.
So was it still at the Portland at that point?
Yeah. So we actually played as the Abstracts at the Portland. And you know, that was amazing then. Like, you know, packed out room. And then for it to move on to the Corn Exchange, and there was the West Road Concert Hall.
I loved it at the West Road.
I kind of think,
I've been to the West, I guess many people in Cambridge have, go to the West Road for all sorts of things, and it was just a complete contrast to have, I think within a space of a couple of weeks, I'd been to a classical concert and the NMG Awards, both in the West Road Concert Hall. It was fab.
Two very different things, of course.
Yeah, absolutely. But beautiful area of space on the stage there.
Definitely, yeah, and I mean the you know, everything about that venue was really good. Like the size of it, the sound is really good. That obviously the type of stuff, all the varied stuff that goes on at that place, it's a really really good venue. So yeah, this year looking forward to seeing it.
Have you been to the Apex at all?
Yeah, we've played there.
Okay.
Not as Lunar Echoes, but as previous band, we've played there in the past. It is announced now we are playing there on the 2nd of November, I think, this year is one of the 5 for 5 nights. I can't actually...
So that's a little bit like the Fiver at the Junction, is it?
Exactly,
what they do there?
Yeah. It's Bury's version of that. So, that'll be good. It'll be good to get back there and get on stage and do what we do.
You'll have played the Junction as well. The Apex, to me, kind of feels like it's what the Junction would be like if it was built today.
Yeah,
I appreciated the fact the Apex has been there for about 5 or so years now.
Yeah, I would kind of agree with that, I think. I mean, I absolutely love the Junction. You know, coming from Cambridge, it's you know, I think, and growing up in Cambridge and wanted, you know, doing music, that's one of the places that was kind of top of the list of where I wanted to play in terms of locally. But it is a bit tatty, and I love that about it. It's great, you know.
They're having the decorators in. They're spending a little bit of our council tax. All of us three will all be contributing in one way or another.
That's not a bad thing to contribute.
It's good, value for money out of the council tax.
Exactly. Yeah, I agree though with the comment that if the Junction was to be made now, you know, the Apex is essentially what it would be like.
So what does it feel like then if you're, you know, going there as you will be on Friday night with Lunar Echoes? What does it feel like to go to one of these awards things? It kind of strikes me as being something which most bands, this will be the only awards they go to that year. Possibly, I don't know, possibly for several years, if at all, you know?
I mean, again, the thing with the NMG is it's such a fantastic platform for, you know, promoting the unsigned scene that Cambridge has. Cambridge has always had, you know, as long as I've been doing music in Cambridge on the local scene for, you know, 10, 12 years, it's always had a fantastic scene. And I think part of the problem with Cambridge is there's not that many good venues for those bands to play, but the NMG really really does give a platform to promote and push those bands and give them some kind of recognition that they deserve. And and I mean, going to the awards, it's always a really good thing. I mean, us as artists and bands, when we're out and about, you know, kind of playing shows and stuff on the circuit, we will bump into people, we will, you know, we'll see people, and we'll talk to people at gigs. But, I mean, essentially, you are you are kind of working. So it's difficult to actually kind of have a proper catch up with them, you know, see how they're doing and stuff like that. It's always so busy, you're sound checking, you know, you've got to find time to eat, you've got to perform, you've got to get ready to perform. So it's always a bit stressful at gigs. So the NMG Awards is a really good opportunity for everyone to get together, just completely chill, and, you know, catch up with each other and also appreciate, you know, everyone's achievements that they've kind of...
I guess it must be like a really lovely sort of friendly vibe between you all. There's no like real rivalry or anything like that.
I mean, you know, we all do what we do because we love it, and I don't think there's anyone that really, you know, even across genres and stuff like that, I don't think there's anyone that has kind of, you know, we've got to be better than them and stuff like that. So it is a really nice atmosphere, and it's really unique as well. And I'm not just saying this because I am, you know, from Cambridge, but I think a lot of other places would benefit from doing something similar. They really would.
Surrey seems to have a pretty good music scene as well, but equally it feels just ever so slightly different to the Cambridge scene.
Yeah, I'm not overly... I am familiar with the Bury scene, but obviously kind of being Cambridge-based and stuff, we're more familiar with that. And obviously with half of us being in London as well, we're kind of more familiar with those scenes than Bury. It is a bit different, I think, but I mean, just East Anglia as a whole, I think has got such a, you know, kind of good selection of unsigned artists across the range. It's a really good place to be.
Who do you rate amongst the other bands out there?
So I've always loved Tom Lumley. I've always loved Melody Causton. Absolutely love her voice. Hollow Star. We actually played a show on Friday last week. It was a charity do, and we performed with the Extons for the first time.
Right.
They're guys I've wanted to catch for some time, and I mean, you knowing Tom and stuff like that, he's done quite a bit with them in the past, so they've always kind of been there on the radar, but for whatever reason I've never had a chance to catch up with them. And we played with them for the first time the other day, and I was blown away by them. Really, really good. So looking forward to catching up with them at the awards as well. They're actually performing on the night, so it'll be good to watch them again and hopefully catch up with them at the...
Yeah, us two have to go and present in the award. Yep. We're hoping it's on early, just in case we nod off, which is...
Do you know which one yet?
We don't. No. I think Tim sort of knows, but he'd either forgotten or was being evasive when we asked him yesterday.
True. Yeah, it'd be good. I'm looking forward to it. It'll be good to see the whole thing,
This will be your first time?
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, you're in for a treat. It's really, really good.
I'm excited.
Yeah, and also as well, everyone getting dressed up and everything, you know.
Oh, I was going to ask about the dress code. I'm glad you mentioned that.
It's fashion advice, you know, both directions here.
Well, I mean, it's formal and... Yeah, it's just nice. It's always nice to get suited and booted. I'm hoping my wife isn't listening to this because she'll try and put me into a suit.
Is she coming too?
She's not this year, unfortunately. She had other stuff pre-booked, so she's doing that. But I believe it will be... I believe it's definitely going to be me and Mark, and hopefully Ronnie as well. But unfortunately, she's been a bit poorly recently. So
is she listening?
I don't know if she's listening. She might be tucked up in bed.
Tucked up in bed. Yeah. Maybe snuggled up with the radio player app.
You never know. You never know. It could be.
Because you're going to be getting an award, and it is possibly all because of this song. That's Ronnie in full health there, singing on Stockholm Syndrome. And that is the song which was 20 weeks in the unsigned chart?
That's correct, yep, 20 weeks. It's always amazing doing that. I mean, you kind of go... Again, as the previous band, we've done it three times previously, and as far as I know, we're the only band to have done it three times.
So did it did it make it extra special that you'd done it before with the abstract, and then you'd come back with a different sound? Because obviously with a female vocal, particularly one as great as Ronnie, it really changed the dynamic.
Yeah, completely. I mean, I think when we started Lunar Echoes, like for myself, I think, and for Mark as well, because obviously we had the weight of what we had done previously on our shoulders, it was kind of like, is people going to, are people going to enjoy this and like it? Unfortunately, they have. And, I think entering into the unsigned chart, you kind of do it. Maybe if you're doing it for the first time, you don't realise what you're getting yourself into. It's a lot of promoting, it's a lot of legwork. If you want to be successful in it, you've got to be hot on your social media, you've got to, really push it at gigs, you've got to do all that stuff. And, we kind of went into it this time round, knowing that, but kind of at the same time not fully remembering what it was before, so... It's a marathon, not a sprint with the unsigned chart, 100%.
Because looking at the list here, so far in 2018, only two other bands have actually managed to make it to the full 20 weeks, being Shire and Saving Scarlet, although I think Fourth Labyrinth pretty much looked like they'll be doing that within a 100%. Short space of time.
Yep, I agree. That's an achievement, I think, and I guess those guys that have done the 20 weeks, to an extent you kind of expect them to, I think. Fourth Labyrinth, definitely. But it really is a marathon, not a sprint. Like, you need to commit to it.
It's a combination, isn't it? You've got to have a good song, and you've got to have a fan base, and it kind of helps to bring the Cambridge 105 radio listeners with you along the way as well.
And it does all, all of that is very true. And it's such a good platform for, getting the music out there, because obviously the songs get played in the morning on the breakfast show, drive as well, and then obviously NMG and probably through other points throughout the day. So it's really a good thing to get into.
Well, look, Ben, hang in there. We're going to do some travel, and then when we come back on the other side of that, we'll play another one of your songs, which I rather like, which is Neon, but it's now 8:45.